You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
We have all experienced the frustration of flight disruption, and some of it has to do, I understand, with outdated instrument flight procedures, which are expected to ease soon. This is according to Air Traffic and Navigation Services, which is now undertaking a process to find the cause of the problem and obviously provide a solution. And this particular issue has also drawn the attention of the Transport Minister, Barbara Creasy, who joins me on the program now. Minister, welcome to you. And what's the root cause here? What are we actually referring to?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and greetings to all your listeners. Well, my understanding from the work that I've been doing with the Air Traffic Navigation Services is that the current CEO inherited a situation where for many years air traffic flight procedures had not been updated. I believe that there are over 300 of these procedures. And from the perspective of the public, while they are important because they are procedures that ensure safe landing, safe takeoff of aircraft, and of course, safe journey during the flight. And what has to happen is that these procedures have to be reviewed by the Air Traffic Navigation Service, and they have to be submitted to the Civil Aviation Authority, who would then assess whether they meet international safety standards and who would then suggest if further work needs to be done or if these are acceptable.
Now, Minister, you're new in the position and your job obviously is not to look into the rearview mirror, but it is extraordinary, is it not, that an issue as important as this was not dealt with earlier and more timeously?
Yes, I think that that is definitely the case. And this is why I have advised the Air Traffic Navigation Services that as we deal with the immediate issues that are impacting on passengers at the moment, let's also open the cupboards, clean them, give them a good clean, and make sure that the house is fully in order from the root of the problem.
The concern here, of course, is the old safety versus speed argument, and critical that the service ensures safety while, I imagine, urgently restoring procedures. Again, you're not intimately involved in this, but you'll agree that that is the overarching process or protocol that needs to be adhered to.
Absolutely, Jeremy. And in the meetings that I've had with relevant regulatory authorities, I have made it absolutely clear that we must not and cannot cut corners when it comes to safety. And I'm sure that, frustrating as it is, and you know, I fly at least 2, 3, 4 times a week, so I personally have experienced the frustrations. Frustrating as it is, we know that our country has a good record of air safety, and I'm sure the public would be in agreement that we need to maintain that record even if there's short-term discomfort.
But an issue like this, Minister, also has a domino or a knock-on impact, does it not? I have spoken to people who have wanted to invest money in this country, for instance, and at some point in the conversation, it's come up about why are our flights always delayed? So has that knock-on effect, does it not? And it's got to be resolved quickly.
Indeed. And I have had meetings with the airline industry and also with AXA, and they've explained to me that this affects current business. It has the potential to affect market share. And it's definitely not the kind of reputation we want in the international or domestic space.
What assurances then are you getting from ATNS on the update and the full restoration of flight procedures?
Well, I have asked them to submit a comprehensive plan to me to deal with all 300 procedures. I have asked them to estimate how long that will take. I have also asked them to tell me if there are additional warm bodies or additional resources required, and I'm expecting to receive that plan within the next 10 days. Obviously, there would be what the service calls priority procedures. There are about 80 of those, and those procedures would affect runway 21 at OR Tambo International, as well as other runways throughout the country. And some of these procedures, in fact, the vast majority of them have already been submitted to the Civil Aviation Authority for consideration. And clearly, the Civil Aviation Authority requires its own time to consider these and to make sure that everything is fully compliant with safety standards.
And just finally, to fix 300 procedures sounds very expensive.
Well, what I'm told is that because we are opening the cupboards, there are things at the back of the cupboard that we don't need anymore. So that is part of what will be in the plan, is which of these procedures can be scrapped and which ones need to be updated. And I'm looking forward to receiving that plan.
As are we to reading it. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.